Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be here, sitting back in the relaxing, like you are. I appreciate it, sitting back and relaxing in the Dodge Viper chair here in the Greasy Garage studio this week. Again, folks, I appreciate you being here. Honored to be behind the silver microphone. As always, we're going to have a great, fun show, interactive, informative talk radio program right here for you today. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Thank you for coming into my auto world, and I'm going to hopefully help you in your auto world. That's right. We're going to keep those plastic cards and that green stuff called money in your pocket today. Maybe we will help you with that question you have. Yeah, you might have a smell or you might have a noise in your car. You might have that simple question of where do I take it in my area? What do I look for? How do I know that that repair shop, that transmission shop, that tire shop, that brake shop, that paint shop, that detail shop is the one I should go to? I can help you. That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. That's why you're here. We're here together as an Auto World family. I want to thank all the Auto World family affiliates, the radio stations that take Auto World throughout. We're growing, and that's what it's all about. The more, the merrier. You know what I mean? I thank you. And all your friends, get in touch with your friends like you've been doing, and tell them to tune in. That's what it's all about. Well, first off, right off the bat, here for the next 3 hours, we're sitting at the curb here at the Auto World. I've got some curb feelers on. We're going to pull away from the curb. But before we do pull the Auto World show away from the curb, I want to thank Joe Prin with Home Fix right here in our local area where I'm broadcasting in the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, here on our local Auto World affiliate station, Newstalk KBOI AM 670 and 93.1 FM. Yesterday, 3 hours for me behind the microphone with Joe Prin and on his show, Home Fix, and it was good to bring the two of us together. He asked me to come in and sit down. We were at a local automotive shop live, folks, live for 3 hours for our local audience here in the Boise, Idaho, Napa, Caldwell, McCall, Ontario, Oregon, Baker, Oregon, a lot of cities. Weezer, hello. And we had a great time. A great time, a lot of you. I want to say thanks for stopping by and introducing yourself to myself and saying thanks and hi and all that. It's good to see you there at Restoration Rods. He's got some awesome engines stacked up like cookies. Why have one engine when you can have a whole dozen of them? Well, he's got them. Anyway, it was good to see all you folks. And I want to thank Joe again for inviting me down and sitting behind the microphone and sharing and helping people. We had callers. I have with that, let's pull this bad boy away from the curb because, well, I want to finish up. We left you. A rep that was there, live vendors, folks, that were factory direct that were down there, and we had a chance to interview them. And I left you with the local listeners here. I left them with that question, nitrogen or air in my tires. And we ran out of time, never did get to it. And I've been overwhelmed with emails. And I want to kind of help you there with those questions now live and help. And we are coast to coast. And I want to carry those email questions that I received over to all of you because it's great, great questions about nitrogen or air in my tires. One of the questions I got was, Mark, how do I know when I buy a used car or even a new car? You know, I've asked the salesman, you know, do I have nitrogen in my tires? No one ever asked that. Do you? No, you don't care. As long as you look down, hey, I like the color of the car, the truck that I'm buying. I like the way the seat sits and the air conditioning works, the heater works, and I like the way it performs. No one ever asks, hey, is there nitrogen in those rubber tires there? They also, as far as I know, they look like there's something in them because the tires aren't flat. So, but as you go along, you have asked me with the used cars you're purchasing and or a question. We got Eddie the engine emailer sitting to the left of me. He's in the house. How many did we get, roughly, Eddie? He says over 100 emails. So that tells you radio works right there doing live remote. And most of those questions we've gone through, and those questions were, do I put nitrogen, Mark, in my tires and get rid of the oxygen? Well, first, foremost, great question. Here's how you can tell if you do have nitrogen in your tires. If you buy a used car and you see the green cap, you know, the little valve stem cap, instead of being black or a chrome silver one or red, it's green. That means that someone has installed nitrogen in that tire. And also, you can look for some of the show cars and all. They do not want that green valve stem cap. It could be chrome valve stem cap or a bronze or maybe even solid gold. It depends on how much money they want to put in that show car. But on that cap, folks, it'll have a N, Nancy, 2. N2. And that is nitrogen. That's what it stands for. Now, the sole purpose for putting nitrogen in. Oxygen, of course, as you might know, or I'm going to tell you now, it has water in it. Condensation. And then with nitrogen, zero condensation. With nitrogen, you really do not have to worry about your tire ever going low. You really do not. And it does cost a little bit of money, so how much does it cost to put nitrogen into, all four tires? It ranges. It depends on, we're coast to coast here, and all you folks in the East Coast and Midwest, we have different prices throughout the tire shops, but it starts like at $80 and goes all the way up to $150 per tire. And now, where did nitrogen come from? Why are they doing it? Questions like that. Race cars. We need to have a good, firm, and this is way before the run flat word came out, where there's zero air, zero nitrogen, it's solid rubber, and hey, we don't have to worry about getting a flat tire at 210 miles an hour as I'm going down that corner in the Apex track in Maricopa, Arizona. The tire won't blow out. So nitrogen will not create the heat that oxygen will create, and also nitrogen. There's no condensation or moisture. How many of you have been low on? Raise your arm or wave your hand to me, please, all of you. How many of you have had a low tire? Oh, no, I've got a flat tire, and it's low. It looks low. I didn't check it. I need a tire pressure gauge. By the way, that's not a world tip. You need a tire pressure gauge in your glove box. Throw some gloves in that glove box at the same time. But the other questions we were getting on that is that, can I use the same tire pressure gauge that I used on the air that was in my tire on my last car, Mark, as I can use that same tire gauge on the nitrogen tire? Yes, you can. So the same tire gauge you can use on both air or nitrogen. But how many of you, got a nail in there, got a screw in there, and it's leaking air, I've got to stop by and put $2 in that little metal box at the corner of the self-service gas station out there? And hear that thing go, there goes $2, there goes $2 more, there goes my whole paycheck. Anyway, how many of you have taken the cap off that valve stem as it's running? Because there's no oxygen tank that air compressor can fill out there. It's sucking the air out of the air at that time and putting it down the hose into your tire. But how many of you squirted that little connector onto that valve stem and you see moisture juice coming out? That's condensation, water. Get your tires fixed, please. How many of you out there do have nitrogen, though? How many of you have the green caps? How many of you have the N2s on the caps? Are you happy with the nitrogen? Or are you saying, get the nitrogen out there, I want to go back to oxygen, and please give me back my money? Or are you going to tell all the other listeners right here on Auto World, get nitrogen now? There's a lot of stations in the Boise, Idaho area, and they're franchise tire stores, folks, that usually have the nitrogen machines. And again, I have some friends that have them. I do not have any nitrogen, so in my cars, I'm lucky enough. Hey, it looks like I'm in a greasy garage studio, but I also own a greasy garage. It has an air compressor. We're going to take a short break, come back. Oh, I'm going to give you a little tease of what's going on the menu today, here, right here in Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That's a pretty good number. I've got a few signs like that of that highway, and a lot of memories made on that highway. If you've got a great story to share with us from your memories of that nice highway out that we can still travel, like I remember a little trip I took down to Oatman, Arizona. That was good. All the What are those mules all over the road there? Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We have in the house also, we've got Eddie, the engine emailer. Of course, he's got the email bag. We're going to go into the email bag whenever that Ugo horn that he sounds off is going to happen. But we also have my customer care expert. Who cares, Willie? He's sitting in the house. And why are you in the house here? Okay, he says, we're taking care of the customers. Mark, we got some new thing to put in the, got a few of them for this show. For the trivia winners, Adams Polishes. Who cares, Willie? My customer care expert. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did actually get some samples for you folks of the Adams Polishes. We had met, had first time. He lives right here in this same area, and I never have met the man, Adam Patelli. He owns Adams Polishes, so we're going to give you a couple of those things in that little detail gift bag that we're going to send out for the winners of the trivia questions. So, with that, let's hand me the hubcap, please. Let's find out what we're going to do here on Auto World. Thank you. Or darn rust on this hubcap, I tell you what. This thing is sharp. We need to file this thing down and cut my fingers on it. Okay, here in the first hour. Are muscle cars in trouble? That's coming up. That is the question of the week, by the way. The question of the week. Are muscle cars in trouble? I hope not. Oh, look at there. The IRA could be finally paying off. Yep, yep. And as we put up on our Facebook page, most popular cars by each generation's coming your way. There's a picture of three cars in one photo there up on our Facebook side there and our Instagram side. That address is my name, folks, Mark Evans. Head on over. And then the Instagram account is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. And there's a company out there we're going to talk a little bit about in the first hour, pushing the boundaries with their new one. Oh, they are, too. Pushing the boundaries right over there off the side of the road. But there's a guardrail, so good luck getting it pushed over. Okay, second hour, what's up? Oh, it's back by popular demand, the rumor mill right here on Auto World, the rumor mill. And there's a little bit of tease there, something about they're bringing it back. Ooh, I hope not, but we're going to talk about it. Oh, we have a little history for you on the second hour right here on Auto World. Love doing history. Sir Henry Royce, a look back, 160 years back, folks. Can I actually do all that in 1 hour, 160 years worth? I don't know, but we're going to give you a little bit of it anyway. And also, this automaker is driving right into the granola business. Driving right into the granola. It probably, you know, granola probably won't scratch the fenders or anything when they drive into it. But we're going to talk about that. And the dune buggy, it's back! Woohoo! So stay tuned for the dune buggy. Oh, you remember the dune buggy, don't you? Did you ever buy one? You know, that convert that Volkswagen Bug Beetle? Ouch! Adam, gosh dang it. Eddie, the engine emailer just hit me in the... He did a slug bug on me. Hey, now, don't do that. I'm live on the air. And the third hour... The order desk is now open. There's 3,000 available in the United States and 300 in Canada. The order desk is now open. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the third hour. Also in the third hour, we have an Auto World, the AW update. So you listeners out there that have the Hyundai and the Kias, listen up, please, on the third hour. It's a very, very important. The manufacturer Hyundai and Kia is going to help you if you do own one of those, okay? That's an Auto World AW update coming your way. And, oh yeah, we have another photo up there on our Facebook page, and that is Mark Evans again, and then we have Auto World Radio Facebook page, and we have a picture up there of a side profile of an automobile, and what do we really know about it? Really? What do we really know about that photo, that car, before it leaves us? Oh, I just gave you the clue right there. That's what it's about. And also on the third hour, we have at the very end of the program, a word with Mark. So, let's get... Oh! Eddie, the engine emailer, after he gave me a slug bug, he says it's email time. Let's do it. Throw me the bag, would you? Okay, I'll let you throw it to me. Thank you. Eddie, the engine, I'm digging in there. Let's get us an email out already. Huh? Now, I probably answered at least, 90 or 100 of those nitrogen call and those nitrogen emails we got, green cap, black cap. Nitrogen, the question is, nitrogen or non-nitrogen? Okay, I talked about that. Okay, this email here. Folks, our address for the email has always been since 1992, Auto World Radio, that's one word, Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. And that, if you send us an email live as we are right now, or you folks that are on a delayed station, take it and listening to the show at a different time slot and or a different day. Remember, the email is always good. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And Axelrod Alex, he is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your phone calls. As always, 855-660-4261. I can read this one on the air. If you don't want me to read your email on the air and you want to change your name, just go for it, okay? But I'll still help you. That's absolutely. Now, remember, this week here, anyone that does email and all that, I always have a gift for you, a little gift package. But this time, I'm going to add some Adams polishes in there. Oh, yeah, the detail wash. Throw away the hose. Okay, here we go. Happy April, Mark. Well, thank you. I listen to you every week here in Kennewick, Washington. Thanks for keeping me updated on everything in the auto world. Well, you're welcome. Absolutely. I think I have a wiper motor problem. Turn the wipers on, they go back and forth like they should, but when I turn them off, they stop right where I turn them off. I hate that. Is that a motor problem, Mark, or is it my wipers? Is my wiper switch bad? Thank you for your time, Dennis, right there in Kennewick, Washington. Well, that means one more thing. We got to get that other shout-out horn out. Let's do it. Shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate right there in Kennewick, Washington. And that is KFLD AM 870 and FM 98.7, Pasco, Richland, West Richland, Burbank, of course, in Kennewick, Washington. Dennis, thanks for taking us in. And I messed this up. Dennis actually did give me the name of his car here, the brand. He says, oops, I'm driving a Toyota Camry. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it. Because it really does matter. There's our shout-out horn. Whew, a little delayed. Must have some 12-volt wires bad. But, yeah, Dennis, thanks. I appreciate it. It does matter. And when you're trying to order a part or try to fix a car, it's kind of like you drive into the – Dennis, you drive into the repair shop, right? And they don't look at the Toyota brand, the Toyota Camry on it. They just figure it's a Chevrolet. And then they put a Chevrolet wiper motor on it. That just doesn't really work, does it? No. So that helps a lot. Toyota Camry. And, of course, apparent problems, folks. Apparent problems with different models. Now, I live this. I'm reading stuff constantly, all the time. So I get service bulletins from the manufacturers all the time. So I get, I'm aware of, that's why we do recalls here on Auto World. Just like those brake lines on those Ford Fusions. Okay, we're going to come back, take a short break. Don't forget those Ford Fusion brake lines. Recall, recall, recall. Take a little short break right here on Auto World. Come back and go back to Kennewick, Washington and talk to Dennis. And we're going to fix his Toyota Camry wipers.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Two people were killed and more than two dozen others injured when gunfire erupted at a crowded block party early Sunday in Baltimore. Mayor Brandon Scott called the shooting a, quote, cowardly act. France is being rocked by a fifth day of protests over the police shooting death of a teenager. Thousands of riot police were patrolling the streets of Paris and other major cities the day after the funeral of Nihal Mirzouk. Former Vice President Mike Pence says President Biden is acting too slowly in providing military weapons to Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Pence said the Biden administration has not delivered on weapons it promised months ago. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is leading at the box office in its debut weekend with $60 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. No, I'm in the Greasy Garage Studio, but I have some results for you. Car auction. Dollars. How much did some of these automobiles sell for at the Mecum auction in the State Farm Stadium there where the Arizona Cardinals play in Glendale, Arizona? Got a lot of results for you here. Let's start off with this. I'll share some of the results with you throughout all 3 hours of Auto World just because I just want to keep you informed, and maybe you did own a 1968 Chevrolet Camaro Yanko RS. It sold for $325,000. Now, doesn't that make you feel good? Because you might have one in the garage. But remember the 1953 Buick Skylark convertible? Oh, this one was red, beautiful shape, of course, and all waxed up, looking good and detailed. It sold for $73,000. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit, I believe, on the second hour about the dune buggy coming back. Well, look at there, a 1970 Meyer Manx sold for, it was red, it sold for $23,000. A dune buggy. Wonder if the dunes come with it. Okay, let's get back to Dennis. He's in Kennewick, Washington, sitting very patiently there in his favorite chair. Thank you, Dennis, for tuning in and being part of Auto World every week. He's got a Toyota Camry, and he says here in his email that he turns the wipers on, they go back and forth, but when he turns it off, the wiper arms stick right where he turns it off. So it's right in the middle of his vision if he turns the switch in the off position right there. And that's not good. Now, you know, you've got to pull over. And have you ever tried that, Dennis? Just pull over and you turn that wiper off and try to grab the arm and try to push it down to the bottom of the windshield to get it out of sight? Kind of hard to do, isn't it? So what is wrong? You're asking, is that the motor problem or is it the switch problem? Do you have intermittent wipers? If you have intermittent wipers, now there's a timer in there. There's a clock that when you turn that on, it could be the switch, yes. But more than likely, let's see, the Toyota Camry, how many miles do you have on it? And that's another good question, too, for all of us, folks. If you have a lot of miles on an automobile, now, what's a lot of miles? I know, back in the day, everybody said, oh, yeah, I got to get rid of this piece of metal way before we get to 100,000 miles because everything's going to start falling apart. Well, today's cars, you can go way over 100,000. So a lot of miles is, you know, I'm talking 175 and above, 175,000 and above. So, Dennis, if you've got that kind of mileage on that Toyota Camry, I'm going to say that two things. The intermittent switch there that you're turning, if you do have intermittent wipers, that switch is bad. Yes. See, the intermittent clock has no idea where those arms are. And then the next thing is that the wiper motor, and this goes out to everyone listening coast to coast here, that the park paw, literally, it's a park paw. It puts the wiper motor in park. And guess where the park is? It's where the wiper arms are down at the bottom of the windshield. And these stupid motors are made out of plastic gears. Do you hear any noise, Dennis? Turn them on if you hear any noise. It's a worm gear coming out of the main part of the motor itself. It's a little plastic worm gear that basically lines up into a flat gear that's got, I think it's a 32-degree cut tooth on it all the way around. And that park pole is bad. It's broke. So here's how to tell if your park pole is broke on any type of wiper motor. Just turn them on low, Dennis. Be careful here, but with your hand, don't cut your fingers or hands off of all that, but just kind of put a glove on. And as they're going in low speed, just kind of gradually try to stop the wiper arm, and you'll hear the motor. It could go, and it could be skipping right through there. That gear is, the teeth in the gear is bad, and then that means, truthfully, not only is just throw the motor away, is what I'm saying. The park pole is bad, and so you have two things. I would do that test first, Dennis, grabbing the wiper arm, just kind of putting some stress on it there, and with your arm, and see what kind of noise you get. And let me know. Let's do a follow up email, because we want to narrow this down, because these wiper switches are pretty spendy. You know, it's the whole arm. It's the whole thing. And then, of course, you have the Toyota. You probably have the headlight, the low and high beam in there. You probably have cruise control in there. It's pretty spendy. So let's get right down to making sure. But, yeah, email me back, and I do have a gift for you there. A little detailed package, Dennis. Send me an email back to AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We'll get that gift package out to you. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it. We'll get you those wipers fixed. From Kennewick, Washington, listening to us on KFLD, AM 870 and FM 98.7. Awesome. Let's do it. Now, the IRA could be finally paying off. What's this all about? Well, what it is, Inflation Reduction Act is what that stands for. Inflation Reduction Act is paying off battery makers that invest billions in the United States factories. That's what's going on. Sales of battery electric vehicles have grown, folks. You know that. By more than 750% since 2019. The majority of these EVs are now produced in the United States, but a sizable share of the batteries used for those vehicles are being imported largely from China, the world's largest producer of the lithium-ion technology. Now, that's something expected to change dramatically over the coming decade. Domestic production of EV batteries could grow as high as 2,000 by the year 2030 is what they're thinking. Now, that's according to the forecast by the United States Department of Energy. Now, last year alone, the industry data shows that $73 billion in projects were announced for the United States. Many of them followed following up with August passage of the Inflation Reduction Act, which ties EV incentives to domestic production. EV incentives. Money. Domestic production of their batteries. We're wanting to build the batteries in the United States and not over in China. So far, 17 new EV battery facilities have been announced, folks, right here in the United States. And so the latest round of federal incentives and the Inflation Reduction Act is going to pay the companies to build batteries. Under the new IRA regulations, EVs will be eligible for up to $7,500 in buyer incentives if they meet the series of structural, you know, the laws. Okay, now, to start with, need to assemble in the United States, Canada, or Mexico. In turn, Congress set caps on both buyer income and EV pricing. The tops are out at $80,000 for vehicles defined as SUVs. So they're putting a cap on what these manufacturers can charge you and I for an EV SUV. A lot of letters there. Whew. And the price cap is as low as $55,000 for EVs falling into the sedan or the coupe or the hatchback or the wagon categories. So, a number of the foreign owned manufacturers, including Volkswagen, Volvo, Polestar, and Mercedes, have already committed to shifting some EV manufacturing to North America. Let's do it! Let's give them a hand! Yes! And some have cut prices, like Tesla, most notably. I don't know if you've known that Tesla has lowered prices, but they have. But they're bringing the battery plants, building the battery plants, and to build the batteries for us here in the States. Now, the race is on to meet two of the other IRA strict the rules. Yes. Yes, half of the available incentives, which is about $3,750, if I'm doing my math right, is based on escalating targets for battery production. Now, they must be produced somewhere within North America to qualify for another $3,750. The key minerals used in these batteries, including lithium and nickel and cobalt and magnesium, must come from the United States or its free trade partners. Now, at the yellow get-together yesterday, I was talking to some folks down at the repair shop. Blue Oval City. They didn't know about Blue Oval City. Well, they're building a big campus. Mega campus. It's like that mega factory that Tesla's doing in Texas. We'll be right back. Take a little short break. We'll see you in a little bit.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the
wheel. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Solid metal. Metal dash, no padding, big fenders you could sit on. Plymouth, 1951 to 1952. Just a few models. The brand new Concord, the brand new Cambridge, and the brand new Cranbrook. Cranbrook. Not cranberry sauce, but Cranbrook. Plymouth, 1951 through 1952. Oh, just the small cost of starting at $1,371 and going all the way up to $2,372. I think the $2,372 is what it cost me to fill my gas tank now. Woo! Can you hear me now? Well, back in the day, it was 1969, Pontiac Grand Prix was the first to have its radio antenna embedded into the windshield. Good or bad? 1969, they did it. And they still have those. General Motors still has the antenna in the windshield, along with the rain-sensitive, you know, sensors up there in the windshield if the rain-sensitive gets low wet. And of course, the European cars have it, too. You know, you folks listening in the UK and across the pond, absolutely, absolutely. So let's get to the rest of the story. Gen Z to the boomers. I have for you the most popular cars by each generation. Yep. You know, the taste in music, food, even radio programs, movies, fashion, is different in each generation, as we know. And, of course, the older we get, it's coming back, look at that, it's back, whatever it might be. Hey, cool, it was in the 80s, of course. The cars are the same way. So I have a little bit of, well, most popular cars of Gen Z. 18 to 24 is the year group here. We're going to call it Gen Z, of course. That's the age, 18 to 24. The Toyota Camry received the highest ranking among Gen Z drivers. Other vehicles that Gen Z appears to favor include the Toyota RAV4, Toyota Corolla, Honda Civic, and the Chevrolet Silverado. What? Why is the Chevrolet Silverado in there? But it is. Now, most popular car of younger car, the younger, the folks that are 25 years of age to 20 to 34, 25 to 34 years of age, if I get spit out, is the winner comes in. I believe it is the, yes, it is, the most popular car model of the 25 to 34-year-olds is revealed to be the Toyota RAV4. And some of the other top-ranking vehicles of this age group include the Chevy Silverado wins again, the Ford F-Series pickup truck, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the Ram full-size pickup truck. Now let's go to the older, they're getting a little older, 35 to 44-year-old folks. Who is the winner of that generation? With the older end, the 35 and 44-year-old folks, they taste laid like the taste of the shift no more into the variety of the Chevrolet Silverado wins again. It's the most popular model. Other vehicles that the older folks there, the 35 to 44-year-old folks like, found that include the Ford F-Series, the Tesla Model Y, Ram trucks are in there, and the Toyota RAV4 is back in that age group. Now, let's get a little older here. The Gen X. Most popular car of the Gen X, 45 age group to 54 years old. They like the taste of, and the winner is, the Chevrolet Silverado is also the most popular model with that age group. Of course, back again, Chevrolet Silverado. Now let's see if Ford gets in there. Oh, yeah, the runner-up is Ford F-Series, the Ram truck, the Toyota RAV4, and the Tesla Model Y again. And that is the age group of 45 to 54. A lot of you are shaking your head. Oh, yeah, I'm that age group. Well, that's why we're doing this. Most popular, you know, cars of the different generations. Now let's go to the most popular car of the younger boomers, 55 to 64 years old. And the winner is, what do you think? You think it's going to be Chevy? Well, let's find out. No, it's not. It's the Ford F-Series. You folks that are 55 years old to 64 years old like the Ford F-Series, ranked the most popular among the younger end of the boomer generation. Now, the other vehicles of the boomers, your age group, between 55 and 64 years old, you favored the Chevrolet Silverado for second, Dodge, the Ram, Toyota RAV4 again, and the Honda CR-V. Ooh, interesting. Now, let's go to the 65 to 74-year-old group. We have the boomers. That's the older group of the boomers, age between 65 and 74. Oh, yeah. Well, a car that has been a recurring model among the other generations on this list, ranked top with this generation also. The top of the list is the Toyota RAV4. Then the other vehicles that are ranked high with the boomers in the group of 65 to 74 include, coming up second, the Honda CR-V, and then the Ford F-Series and the Chevrolet Silverado, and the Chevrolet Equinox was last between the group of 65 to 74 years old. Now, let's go one more group. Why not? Let's go all the way up to the most popular car of pre-boomers, 75 years old and older, a.k.a. the Silent Generation, 75 years and up. According to this data, the Chevrolet Equinox was the top-rated registered vehicle in this age group. The other popular vehicles in this age group that you loved included the second one up, the Honda CR-V, the Toyota RAV, the Ford F-Series, and the Chevrolet Silverado. So there you have it. Now you know what your age group likes. Is that true? The fact that, in fact, that age group, did you hear a vehicle that you liked and is your favorite? Hopefully. That actually, I feel, helps all of us maybe decide and or learn, maybe get rid of our other brand or other model that's sitting in the second stall or maybe even in the first stall because it's the most not popular. And you're probably shaking your head right now and saying, oh, yeah. I've had a lot of problems with that model. Not make. I know. I got to get it out of here. I got to get it going. Yep. Got to do it. All these cars, though. It started way back in when, of course, electric EVs have been around for many, many years. Also, though, you got oil in your engines, folks. You got to change your oil. We'll hear a little trivia for us before we close the garage door down on the first hour. In 1924, the 1924 Chrysler was the first car fitted with a replaceable cartridge oil filter. In 1924. Wow. Well, somebody's pushing the boundaries. We got enough time here at the end of this hour, first hour of Auto World. And by the way, I got an email came in at the start of the show. Sorry, I didn't get back to you. It's Roy. He's asking, how do I get to the third hour? He listens to us on the first and second hour. How do I get to the third hour? Best way to get to us on the third hour, Roy, and everyone else at our great Auto World affiliates might not take that third hour of Auto World. Every hour is different. We're going in different news, different fun, different trivia, different emails, etc. It's all new, different, of course, and best way to get over there, folks, is GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. With that, there is a company that is going to give you the first listen. They're pushing the boundaries with the new EV9 Kia. Yep, year after year. They've introduced this concept version. Kia finally lifted the covers off of the production EV9 battery electric vehicle Tuesday, this last week. Yep, they did it. They did it at the South Korean car maker. They did it at the show over there. They did it. Yeah. The EV9. Kia plans to begin offering a full hands-free drive system, folks. They're pushing the boundaries here. They're offering a full hands-free drive system. Highway Driving Pilot is what they're calling it. That's only on the GT version of the Kia EV9 in 2025. No more hands. I know you said Tesla's got it. You have a Tesla. You don't use your hands. Kia's doing it now, too. The automaker also plans to use smartphone-style over-the-air technology to let the EV9 buyers customize the vehicle, among other things, of course, adding new features that might not have ever been available in a launch ever. Ever. That's what I'm saying. They're pushing the boundaries. Way to go, Kia. And why not? Now, to kind of give you a glance and a look of this, give you a little touch and a taste of it, through words, it's a good-looking rig. It looks like a Kia up front. It looks like a very luxury-style type of Kia, and it looks like the Chevrolet or the Chevrolet Suburban or the Ford Expedition. Pretty good size, of course, too. It's stretched out to give you, get your whole family in there and your friends in there. You can all hop in and take a ride. The Kia EV9, pushing the boundaries. No more hands! Hey, thanks for joining me. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on!
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.